Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Jantan with Evening News. The headlines. Chief Minister Nipirio says councillors are backbone of local governance. Peaceful demonstration in Kohima calls for enforcement of ceasefire rules and protection for citizens. 53 heads of schools from Nagaland undertake school leadership development program in Kohima. And Nagaland will experience heavy rainfall in almost all the districts till 10th of August. Orange alert issued for Kohima, Kifre and Twengsa. Now the news in detail. Chief Minister Nipirio today said the councillors are the backbone of local governance, directly connecting with people to address daily concerns. He said this while addressing the inaugural session of the two-day orientation workshop for elected councillors in Kohima. Rio said the ULPs should focus on grassroots democracy and community development, thereby ensuring that necessary steps are taken to improve the quality of life for all the citizens. Rio said the announcement made by the governor on the ordinance for the anti-defection law will be legislated in the upcoming legislative assembly. Outlining the challenges of resource constraints and revenue limitations, he stressed the need for sustainable, inclusive urban development and suggested creating revenue-generating assets like market complexes and recreational parks with the grant in aids from the centre as well as state government to support local bodies. The Chief Minister also pointed out that a significant portion of ULP revenue is spent towards the payment of wages to ULP staff. To this, he termed it as disguised unemployment and urged rationalizing the workforce for better efficiency. Rio informed that the state has cleared 5 months of pending salaries for Kohima and Dimapur municipalities, amounting to 7.76 crore rupees, to give ULPs a fresh start. The Chief Minister also committed to providing a one-time grant for ULP office setups and highlighted the need for a collaborative approach to address urban governance challenges. Further, Rio reminded the councillors that privilege comes with responsibilities and urged them to work closely with all stakeholders to create a synergistic environment that fosters growth and development. Thousands of people have demonstrated peacefully in the state capital Kohima today in a fight against the unabated illegal vexations, harassment, intimidation and death threat to common people by Naga national political groups. A public rally initiated by the Angami Youth Organization, AYO, saw people from all walks of life braving rain to voice their resentment. They gave clarion call to all Naga political groups to refrain from illegal activities. Later, the AYO submitted a memorandum to the governor of Nagaland requesting immediate remedial measures. Among the listed points in the memorandum, AYO demanded that the government of India strictly enforce the ceasefire ground rules in letter and spirit by ensuring the cadres of the groups adhere to the agreed ground rules. The memorandum also stated that the state government should take necessary action to protect its citizens and assert its authority if any such acts of coercion occur. The organization further demanded that the armed guarders be confined to their designated camps and prohibited to move around with arms in civilian areas. Additionally, AYO called the ceasefire monitoring group to take appropriate action against the GBRN, NSC and Kango group if it fails to withdraw the capital punishment issued by the group and directive issued to all contractors under the purview of AYO to cease activities and demobilize the manpower and machinery currently deployed across other districts in Nagaland. The fifth batch of School Leadership Development Program, SLDP, for 53 heads of schools from across the state commenced today at SCRT in Kohima. The one-month-long SLDP training is being organized by the School Leadership Academy, CMAT, SCRT, in collaboration with Nagaland Education Project, the Lighthouse Nectar, with an aim to equip the school leaders with relevant and updated skills. During the inaugural program, Joint Director SCRT and Cell Head CMAT, Achedla Au, encouraged the participants to be an effective school leader and emphasized the need to update regularly with relevant skills. The training focuses on 7 key areas like perspective on school leadership, developing self, transforming teaching learning process, and leading school administration, among others. The ongoing batch of SLDP will conclude with project works, submissions, and an online valedictory program on September 4. Nagaland will experience heavy rainfall in almost all the districts, accompanied by thunderstorm and lightning at isolated places till the end of August. Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, NSDMA, in a weather update stated that during the period, extremely heavy rainfall is expected in the districts of Kohima, Kifure and Prensang. In these three districts, an orange alert has been issued for tomorrow. Due to the likelihood of excessive precipitation in the hill sector, Nagaland's lowland and foothill regions, including Dimapur, Newland, Jimukedima, Pandari, Pangdi, Dizit, and Duli, are likely to be impacted by inundated water logging and flash floods, it added. NSDMA therefore advised all to take necessary precautionary measures during this time. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Dimapur Police has implemented the Student Police Experiential Learning Program, SPLEP, under Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports. SPELP is an engagement learning program requiring students to participate in an actual professional activity or work experience. The objective is to enhance the cognitive skills of students, give them knowledge about the local community, and improve the interface between citizens and police. Under this initiative, 13 students from City Law College, Dimapur, were imparted with internship program. During the month-long program, students were attached to various office branches of Dimapur Police, East Police Station, Traffic Control, PI Court, Women Police Station, Cyber Cell, including field visits to de-addiction centers, observation homes, among others. On the completion of the internship, students were awarded Certificate of Experiential Learning Completion by DCP Dimapur. Chief Minister Nipiro has greeted the Kumankan brothers and sisters on the occasion of Biam Festival. Rio wished that a festival of thanksgiving for a bountiful harvest strengthen the bonds of family and community. The second phase of short-term skill development training on tailoring for rural women under skill development for rural women through mobile skill morung got underway at Vujarom headquarters under Woka district yesterday. Additional Director Employment Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Nagaland, Savio Visa, encouraged the trainees to take up self-employment in order to help the community. He also requested the village council to support logistically and monitor their performance in various capacities as they start their venture. Village Council Chairman Marian Village, Alo Kuvung, who spoke on behalf of Vujarom Range Village Council Union, thanked the department for bringing the training program to their doorstep and further requested the department to provide such trainings to the youths of the range for mitigating the unemployment problem in the range. 25 trainees from various villages under Vujarom Range have enrolled in the 14-day training. Deputy Commissioner Prensang Litrongla Tongpi Rutsa has informed that the National Highway 202 between Longkim and Mangaki has been restored for light motor vehicles. However, the movement of heavy vehicles will remain closed via further order. And now, 20 News, here are the headlines again. Chief Minister Nipiro says councillors are the backbone of local governance. Peaceful demonstration in Kohima calls for enforcement of ceasefire rules and protection for citizens. 53 heads of schools from Nagaland undertake school leadership development program in Kohima. And Nagaland do experience heavy rainfall in almost all the districts till the end of this month. Orange alert issued for Kohima, Kifure and Prensang. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.